Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas, talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark, and I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got 2 tickets to Paradise, and it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Lori from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are 3 flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But right. I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody. It's Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I am Mark the Q. I am your host, and we are also now on Spreaker.com. We will be making our move over there coming in January. I hope everybody's having a great holiday season. We took a couple weeks off just because of Thanksgiving holiday, but we are back. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to have celebrity event planner Samantha Goldberg on with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about decorating for the holidays, what trends are out there right now, and we may even get into a little bit about where the idea of event planning is coming from. Are we going to see more weddings or whatever? So let's see if we can dig into that a little bit when Samantha gets calling into here, hopefully within the next few minutes. With that in mind, I may play some music while we're waiting for our guest. I want to let you guys know, like I said, that we'll be moving over to Spreaker. Coming up in the new year, I'll have more information as that comes through. We'll hopefully have a couple more shows before we make a transition over there, but we'll be expanding our shows a little bit. Sim City Sessions will be returning next year, and the Wombat Sports Podcast will also be returning next year on Spreaker. So just watch out for that. We may actually do Wombat Sports Podcast before the new year, but we'll keep you up to date on all that stuff going on as that progresses. With that in mind, I think I said I'll play a little music. Let's see if I can find some music here. And then I wish I had holiday music. I don't, but I don't have anything uploaded at the moment. So I'm going to play a little Shelley Rain, A Lighter Shade of Grey, and then we'll be back, hopefully, with Samantha Goldberg.
Construction cranes to crack the tape. So you work, curl the pin.
Okay, everybody. I believe our guest is now on the line. She's a very, very talented, probably talented designer and events, a designer and an events coordinator. And across the planet, she had a very hit show called Whose Wedding Is It Anyway on Ian Style, and she's just an international delight. Samantha Goldberg is on with us right now. Are you there, Samantha?
I am here. Hello, hello.
Hello. Where are you at right now? Are you out in L.A. or out in New York? Where are you at?
No, I'm in New York right now.
Ah, how beautiful is New York right now this season? I know it's been a little bit cold.
You had to ask me that? It never rains out here, just never. That's what we're getting every day. I walk outside, I'm like, it's just another rainy day. No problem. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know, it's Christmas time, you're expecting snow and you get rain.
I know, right?
It's been a really mild winter throughout the United States pretty much as well. So it's been kind of crazy as well. Obviously very, very busy, very busy time of year for you as well. I mean, how's it been this year? How's the business been this year?
Business has been great. I've been working on a lot of different projects, a lot of different shows. And I've had 5 of my own shows in the past. So Whose Wedding Is It Anyway and Married Away are 2 different shows from E-Style. So that was, oh, my gosh, how many years was that? I think it had to have been like I was on TV for 12 years just with that, with those two. So the first one was 10 seasons and then a special 11th season. And then Married Away, I was tapped to do during my 7th season of Whose Wedding. And that show, the pilot was called Whose Destination Wedding Is It Anyway, where they would send me like to different places around the world, and I would plan someone's wedding where I had no idea what I was doing in 4 days. That was fun, and that turned into a 5-season show. From there, I had my own talk show for 3 years. And I was on another year for another wedding show on Warner Brothers. And I'm working on 3 more shows right now.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear. I mean, always keeping yourself busy, you know, and having
those yes. Still doing events.
Yeah.
Still doing them.
Yeah, still doing events. Well, speaking of which, I mean, we're talking about weddings. I mean, is the holiday wedding still pretty big? I mean, are you seeing a lot more people wanting to do weddings during the holiday season?
You know, yes and no. If somebody's in love with Christmas, absolutely. Or if somebody's looking to save money, yes. You know, a lot of brides like the tented weddings now, or they like it when it's spring and summer because they can take some of the outside and bring it, you know, inside if they have to. And a lot of the places and venues that are out there tend to give better promotions when you do them off season. So the beginning, like right now, is kind of still considered the off season for December. But because Hanukkah is tomorrow, happy Hanukkah to everyone out there, it is still going to be less expensive because most corporate parties do holiday parties probably mid-month. And so, you know, those take precedence over it because there's a lot more people. But it really depends on where you are. I mean, everything is really contingent on weather. It's on season. California has different seasons than the East Coast. So it's kind of hard to say. But I think holidays in general, if we're speaking about Christmas and New Year's, I would never have a wedding on New Year's. The price per person is astronomical. However, if you want to be with your nearest and dearest and you plan on doing it big, that's probably when I would do it. If you're, you know, it really depends on the people. It's hard because people like to travel. So everything becomes iffy. But this is, you know, it's pretty typical to be pretty crowded this time of year. I would say so. I mean, again, it really is contingent on the person and the preference.
And speaking of office parties, I mean, how's that been too? I mean, I've seen studies, some reports down the line the last couple months that just doing a big, huge office events or office parties are kind of on the downswing, as it were. I mean, how are you seeing that right now in the market?
You know, we have some office parties that are going on this year, and it seems like a lot more people, if they don't have it in their budget because they've been doing a lot of cutbacks, not as much as we've seen in previous years. Like if we go back to 2008 when everything took a dive, things are much better now, but there's a lot of open spaces in these buildings, so a lot of people are renting out like an open space in a building and having their party there and just renting furniture. And that seems to be the better way to go. They can bring catering in. We've done a bunch of those. Those are thousands of dollars less. If people are thinking about doing that right now, the smaller companies or even the bigger ones, they may want to consider that because they can rent sometimes an entire, 5,000 square feet of space, which is like a venue space, which can fit, a couple hundred people with round tables or long tables. And you can really make it look lovely, especially in all windows or lofts.
Are you seeing any trends in terms of that? Any certain things, aspects that you're seeing in for office parties nowadays around Christmas time?
Right now, the trend that I see is that people are renting the space in their buildings. I see that a lot. Just because they still want to give back and they want to make it big and look great, and they bring it to a different space instead of inside of their office. If we go back maybe 3 years, people were doing it in the office. Now they're, looking elsewhere because people are getting smarter, and, it's like doing something in your home the same time every year and, changing up your home and making it look different so that people don't expect the same thing. Maybe it's the same tradition, but you kind of spice it up with decor. Maybe things are in different rooms. It really depends. But absolutely, the trend for office parties is definitely, utilizing what you have within the space that you're in, and I'm noticing it in a lot of those buildings. That's why I keep bringing it up, because it seems to be that those spaces are open. They need the rent for it, and so there's negotiations happening, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, obviously, space is at a premium in New York. I mean, how are you seeing that in, like, Chicago and L.A. as well?
Chicago is definitely a more expensive place. Their taxes are 11% now. So I'm finding that a lot more office parties are becoming a lot smaller for upper management, especially in Chicago. Some people are having it at their homes, like upper management at their homes, depending on where they live. And I find that New York is maybe a little more adventurous with doing it, again, like in a loft or in their building in an open space and, again, renting things and bringing the food in or having people make it and bringing it in. So it's becoming more quaint. Businesses are becoming more like families, and that's kind of, they want teams. They want teams. They want a well-oiled machine and a team.
Yeah, and the other big thing during this time of year is obviously charity events as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. You've probably done quite a few yourself. But, I mean, how's that been? How's that business been in terms of, charitable work down, nowadays?
The charitable events are actually really good. The turnouts are very nice. It's nice to see that a lot of people are coming forward, whether it's, Toys for Tots or, United Way or some of the bigger ones. They're still having it at the venues. People are still paying the premium of, $150 a plate up until $500 a plate. And if it's companies that are sponsoring, people are looking for tax write-offs. So, of course, there's actually a couple companies that we are used to doing business with that actually brought everybody to a fundraiser this year as opposed to having a holiday party because it's around the holidays anyway. So they're giving – everyone had to – I can't remember if it was – I think two of them had to bring, like, goods from home, canned goods, and I think one of them was maybe clothing, jackets, and things of that sort. But the company would buy them tables, so they were contributing back, all the employees bringing things for the cause. And so I've seen, about a handful of those, and I find it fantastic, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
why not
encompass
all of that?
Yeah,
great celebration, great bands, and great food. And a great cause, all at the same time, and a tax write-off for the companies.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. I mean, it's great to be able to see that as well. But let's talk about small scale. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are doing holiday parties. First of all, tell me a little bit about how you're seeing it, because I think people are starting to want to do, crafts themselves. They don't want to buy anymore, and they kind of love the idea of just making themselves something. And there's a kind of a joy in terms of the work and to be able to do something like that. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Are we seeing a trend that more people want to do stuff on their own?
Absolutely. I'm actually a do-it-yourselfer, so I'm kind of what they call the IKEA hacker, but on the holidays I'm kind of the outside hacker. So, sending your kids outside to work and making them get pine cones or twigs or cranberries or just elements that you can bring in from the outside, even miniature pine trees, believe it or not, and putting it on the table and adorning it with just things that you have around the house. I'm finding that really common. I've done a bunch of articles about that, actually. I think people are trying to cut back, and, there's nothing wrong with bringing nature back in your house. I think it's pretty homey, and I think it looks really festive. So I'm finding that there's all kinds of crafts, and, there's a lot of children. I'm kind of at that age. I'm not going to mention the age on for everyone to hear me. I just had a birthday yesterday, so. But I'm finding that, you know, grandchildren or children, you know, sending them outside and having them do treasure hunts and things to bring back these elements, and then having crafts so they're not sitting around watching TV and just eating all day. I find that that would be a really smart thing for people to do this year, and I'm finding that a lot of people are talking about designing their own things for their table decor. Especially their house. I mean, why not?
Yeah, you know, first of all, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish there was more trees out here in Vegas, but there just isn't. you know, that's how it is out here.
How about
in the
a cactus?
Desert, but,
put some cranberries on a cactus. You know, they have those. The needles. The needles can be your hooks. You can just, you know, put a you can cook the cranberries and just kind of slip it on because that's how sharp they are. And if you spray paint them gold. I think that'd be smart, don't you think? If you cook the cranberries, you let them sit out for a while, you spray them with gold paint or rose gold paint or silver paint, and you slide them on your cactus. Why not?
Yeah, definitely. it's great. I mean, really around here, I mean, there's a lot of dollar stores around too, and I mean, there's so many items that are relatively inexpensive that you can bring home too, and just kind of decorate your home with, and do some creative with as well. So I mean, it's great to be able to have the, you know, even here in the high desert of Vegas, you can at least do some decorating. I know we already have the lights, so you know how that is.
How many people keep it on the outside of their house all year round? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. I mean, you know, it's really nice. I mean, no matter where you're from, personally as well. I mean, it's great to be able to see that trend again. Like I said, to kind of go out there as well. I know, I grew up in Montana, so I actually do know the going out hunting for stuff. I remember one of my Christmas memories back when there was a festival of trees, and I was part of a Boy Scout group, and we basically decorated a tree with like pine cones on it as things, and we decorated the whole tree and all that as well. So it's, you know, it's always nice to be able to do something like that as well. I mean, it's great to be able to have something, and we actually, I think, I don't know how much we sold it for. We actually sold it for a decoration or a tree, but for donations. So it's an interesting thing. Again, giving back to community as well. So. Yeah,
no, but
nice
that's smart, though. It's smart to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're bringing up the dollar stores. One of the tips I've been giving this year is they sell those giant red bows. They come in multiple colors, and people are able to take – they have sort of a wire on the back, so you can attach it to the back of your chair. That just makes it look adorable. So for, like, if you have 12 people or 20 people, it's $20, and you decorate every chair with these giant bows, and they're already pre-made. So if you're, I mean, I love decorating and I love wrapping presents. That's one of my favorite things, but they're already pre-made. I saw something really lovely. It was probably about maybe 3 days ago. Somebody said they went to the dollar store and they have these bows that you pull and they become more like Christmas bows. And so they put those all over their tree with just white lights, and they were in silver and white, and it was so pretty. So pretty. So I asked them, how much did it cost? They said, well, the tree was $20. And I think she said the entire thing, including the lights and the bows, because all it was a tree of bows. That's it. I think she said it was somewhere like $35. That was it.
Yeah.
Probably one of the nicest trees
I've
seen in a while. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, just the access to materials nowadays is just so – it's just so interesting to be able to do that. I mean, even if you can't find anything locally, or you're looking for something specific locally and you can't find it, I mean, you can go online to find it as well, and it won't be too expensive to be able to bring it to your house as well and kind of do that as well. So, you know, it's just fascinating to be able to see that that's what's going on nowadays as well. Let's talk about food. I mean, is there any specific food trends that are going on right now?
Food trends right now are all about appetizer parties, really. You know, appetizers are the best part of any event. So if you kind of screw those up, then you're in big trouble. But the appetizers are staying the same. I think people are getting into more flavorful and more herb-related foods. So, you know, maybe you'd have phyllo dough, which is like a croissant, for example, and putting brie on the inside and putting maybe oranges and raspberries and, you know, a little bit of pine in it. I mean, that's something that is becoming a big trend right now. But using very colorful and very pungent tasting items seems to be a lot of what people are getting ready to serve and a lot of the new recipes that are out. But the colors are amazing. I mean, like the reds and the oranges, and there's actually edible spray paint, so people are spraying their foods as well. There's what I enjoy doing around the house here is, you know, I like cocktails big time. So it's appetizers and cocktails, but adorning your cocktails in edible glitter, putting edible glitter around your drinks, these are fun. It becomes fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the tapas thing is something that, you know, is really, you know, really been trending the past couple of years as well. I mean, the idea to have small bite-sized, you know, pieces that you can do in mass quantities and be able to have a little fun with them is absolutely great. Yeah, it's great to be with that as well. Especially desserts as well. I mean, you know, desserts are always tend to, you know, it's not like going to be like a huge pie or a huge cake. Sometimes there's the ability to do the small pies or cupcakes or something like that. That you know,
the little
makes
ones,
it,
the minis, the minis. They're a lot of fun. The minis. Have you ever had a 24 karat gold cupcake?
I have not.
Well, they sell edible 24 karat gold spray paint at a lot of the cooking stores, you know, Michael's, a lot of those different places. So I'm noticing that people are starting to use a lot more of the edible paints right now. So it'd be kind of interesting to see what's going to happen this season, especially with rose gold being at the top of the charts. Everything is, was it monochromatic? So it's, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've taken on some ideas for myself as far as coloring different things. So I think it'll be kind of fun. I think people will be looking at it wondering if they're going to eat it or if it's just for show, but it's edible. It's completely safe.
Yeah, you know, just the fact that you don't have to worry about utensils or probably, you know, worry about holding plates, I think that cuts the cost, right?
Mm-hmm. There's some other things that I wrote about that were good that got a lot of response, and that was on your plates. So, you know, a lot of people like to layer different, you know, entree. They get into appetizer soups. I mean, some people are very formal with the holidays, and so if they don't have chargers at home, you can actually buy plastic plates, spray paint them with edible paint, and layer them in between so that nothing, you know, when you put your food on it, it's a nice presentation of either sprinkles or sparkles or just something solid. But, you know, it definitely adds more element and more fun to the table, especially if you're serving even the typical things. You know, some people stay away from turkey. They go more for ham or lasagna, or they do different things, but it looks really cool. You put sprigs of pine, you put different things on it, and it's very different. I mean, you're going to find this year, if you go to somebody's house and they're into doing something very different, you're going to see probably a lot more of the gold this year, definitely. Anything you do, even if it's edible food.
Yeah, and you know, it's you know, a lot of this stuff is going to be great. Is great for people to kind of know and you know, take a look at, and as well. I mean, it's great to be able to see that as well. Yeah. Now, with everything that's going on, I mean, basically, I mean, how's your event company going? I mean, like I said, it's pretty active by the sounds of it, right around this time of year. And you know, is there anything major happening in terms of your career or the company?
As far as the company, you know, it's kind of status quo is the same. So I don't find that this year is any, I mean, we're doing different things this year than we did last year. Like I said, we're getting a little more creative, a little more artsy, because budgets are not as big, but their creativity and what they're asking for is becoming a lot larger. So, we can make it work. I can work with any budget. I take a challenge on any day. But what I'm finding to be most interesting is my other half of career, which is, you know, television related. That's been crazy, absolutely crazy. I don't think I've ever experienced this time of the year with so many asks or desires to do hosting or different television shows. You know, pitching season for our industry is usually, I think, the end of August. And I think people are more apt because everything is reality related right now. So I'm finding that all these ideas are just flying out there, and it's kind of hard to say no to any of them, to be honest. They're all exciting, but I'm only one person. So I think with both businesses, in order to keep them both going, I kind of have to control myself, which is really hard. It's like someone in a dollar store saying, I'm going on a shopping spree. That's what I feel like right now.
Well, I mean, and that's great. I mean, you know, we'll definitely have to get you back once some of these announcements come rolling by.
Absolutely.
As well. I mean, say that as well. But you guys can check out Samantha, SamanthaGoldberg.com. You guys can check out her website there. You guys can also check her out on Twitter at Samantha is Gold, hence why all the gold talk, I guess. But Samantha is Gold. And then are you also on Instagram? I'm assuming you are.
I am. It's I'll spell it for you. It's Sassy Sammy, but instead of using the Y, it's an I. So SASSISAMMI 68. That's my Instagram account.
Yeah, and you can always check her out there and check out some of the stuff that she's doing, or you know, maybe she'll regram some of the stuff that she's seeing out there in terms of trends. Maybe get some ideas with you that way. Anywhere else that people can go and check her out online?
You know, they can just do Samantha Goldberg on YouTube. There's tons of videos from the companies that I've been spokesperson of, all kinds of examples on how to do things on a dime or on a budget, or that are holiday related or wedding related or holiday party related. There's just stuff all over the internet. It's hard not to find it. They just have to just put my name in and it comes up right away. So if they put in holiday, things will come up holiday. If it comes up weddings, it'll come up weddings.
And one last question, because I just thought of this and I need this. Have you ever done an event out here in Vegas at all?
Have I done any events in Vegas? I've done two weddings in Vegas. I've done weddings everywhere. I've done weddings all around the world. I've only done two in Vegas. Can you believe that? I think you guys need to have me come out there. In L.A., that's a different story.
Yeah.
But out in Vegas, no. Just two. And
yeah.
These were Vegas weddings. I mean, they were right on the Strip. So one was at the Venetian and one was at Caesars.
And one follow-up question. I mean, what was probably one of the nicest places that you've been to do a wedding?
The nicest place would be Turks and Caicos. That's probably the best place. At the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah,
Carlton.
You know, I mean, That was a
well-known football player who was generous enough to invite 400 people. So there were different NFL players and NBA as well. But he paid for all of them and all of them to stay. I've never seen anything like it. I was like, when I heard it, I was like, what? Yeah. I'm like, I want to be your friend. They took very good care of me, but they took very good care of their guests. And that says a lot about the couple. They're happy, you know, that's all that matters. And they had a great time, and it was a beautiful wedding. And the people that I worked with, and again, I haven't worked with that property before, but they wanted to work together again. And I was like, yep, I will come there anytime. Call me in day's notice, I will be out there. It's not far to get to either.
Yeah, and not to mention all the people that you probably got connections with and maybe do events for later. I mean, that's just an awesome opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah. If so, you know, that's what it is. If you do well, especially, you know, sports-related, I've done a ton of football players that I've met at other weddings or you know, baseball or basketball, or it really depends. Even hockey, believe it or not. But you can really network quite well. And if they enjoy themselves and they love everything you've done, it's just kind of a shoe-in. And, you know, you meet them. And I always have my bride and groom or whoever's hosting introduce me to anybody that might be potential. You know, you never know what will happen.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear. And like I said, we'll have to get you back on during the spring, maybe once we get some of these projects, these TV projects
going.
Yes,
I'll be excited. Yes, absolutely.
You know, Samantha, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to be able to talk to us. And, have a happy holidays to you. And, again, happy belated birthday. And, you know.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll talk
I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye. That was Samantha Goldberg. Everybody, you guys can check her out. SamanthaGoldberg.com. You guys are going to check her out. Samantha is Gold on Twitter. And Sassy Sassy Sammy, I believe she was on one Twitter. You guys can check that out as well. Like I said, next week we'll have a show. I'll have somebody scheduled within the next couple of days. Like I said, we're just moved to Mondays for the next couple of weeks. Back in when we get back in January, we may start doing some live shows again on Mondays, our usual time. But we'll have probably two more shows before the end of the year. And then we'll work into the new year with the new platform, barring that Blog Talk doesn't completely disappear once the takeover happens. But Like I said, we're over on Spreaker right now. We're I think we're currently on iHeartRadio. You know, so you guys can go to iHeartRadio and you'll be able to see the podcast there as well. You know, we're pretty much on pretty much all your podcast catchers right now in terms of the feed. So just check out, I mean, SoundCloud, you name it, we're going to be there. On iTunes, we're there already as well. So, like I said, some exciting stuff coming in the new year. But next week we'll have a show, Sundays, 2 p.m. Pacific. We'll have an announcement of who the guest is next week. Please just check us out there as well. Great to have Samantha on as well. Check us out on Twitter, @SWIV, @SWIV, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook, and you'll be able to see some of the stuff there as well. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you guys next week, Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern live, or you guys can check us out on any of your podcast catchers on Somewhere in Vegas. We'll talk to you guys then.